Well, welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Thanks for tuning in. We're about to have one of our perennial chats with our top equipment advisor when it comes to bow hunting. And this is a passion that Barbecue Bob and I have. So if you don't, this might be a good time to go get another coffee, because we're going to be talking bow hunting with our friend on the live line, Merle from Allen Bob Sports. Hey, Merle, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. It's an exciting time of the year, isn't it?
Oh, man, I tell you, I get geeked already, and we're still 3-4 weeks out.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to the tree. It's awesome this time of year.
Merle Shoemaker, how are you, brother?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Bob?
Hey, I got to let everybody know that some of my favorite deer camp stories have almost all of them have woven into them Allen Bobs in one way or another. It's really funny how you guys affect the hunter's world. I mean, and I hunt up north. I'm not hunting, you know, in Grand Rapids where your store is. So it's kind of cool the reach you guys have, but there's a reason that so many people are affiliated with your store, and it's just because you're the real deal. And you know, the big stores have come and gone, and here's Allen Bob's just bigger than ever. So good on you, man. Good on you. What we want to know is, what is new for this season, for bow season?
Well, you know, obviously a lot of the regulations are changing, but, you know, as far as the bow season, there's new bows and, you know, Bowtech Realm, for instance, is that we're selling quite a few of those. I mean, what a beautiful shooting bow this is. I mean, they did it right, Bowtech did, with their new Realm, because it's something that's just incredible, forgiving. You know, and when you're talking about a bow that you use for bow hunting, you want a forgiving bow and one that you can shoot consistently and accurately. And the Bowtech Realm is probably the hottest, newest thing that's out this year, in my opinion.
That's really cool. I love my Bowtech, and that's one of my favorite stories, but I won't bother everybody with it. And just so you know, we're holding Babe Winkleman up till the next segment. You're in before Babe this year, so
Wow. You're
not getting slighted.
Well, I feel really special now.
So, Merle,
you just made me nervous, Bob.
Yeah, right. Don't be nervous, Babe. No, Baby, just push the button and he goes. So, but anyway, hey, Merle, with regard to safety equipment, I think it's worth talking a little bit about some of the stuff that's out there that is maybe not so limiting and lets you move freely, but if you do misstep or slip, you're still in good hands.
Yeah, there's a lot of there's no reason to really have tree stand accidents other than neglect and, you know, not using the equipment that's available, because you know, the safety that's come along with the new tree stands and the safety devices, everybody should take some time, learn how to use them, and use them right, because there's way too many people that fall out of trees. And, you know, it's either they might get lucky, but, you know, there are some that, you know, are paralyzed for the rest of their life, and, you know,
right,
there's no reason for it.
Yeah.
With all the safety devices that we have now. So, you know, there's plenty of lifelines available. And if anybody doesn't know what a lifeline is, it's a line that will hold you in the tree, against the tree, while you're going up the stand, getting into your stand and out of your stand and back down the tree. So you're attached at all times. So you're never loose from the tree. You know, you're not climbing off of a stick onto your tree stand. You know, that's one of the most dangerous parts there is of bow hunting, is climbing from your step to your stand, where you slip and you fall. Well, this lifeline, if you use it properly, is going to catch you from falling, and you can get right back up on your steps and onto your stand. So it's something that's vitally important, and everybody should be using it if you're hunting out of a tree stand.
So obviously you sell these things, and people can come down and you can educate them how to use them?
Yeah. They're very simple to use. They don't make them hard. I mean, they're simple to hook up, and it's really they're using a lot of knots and ropes that are used in the climbing industry, and you know, that's basically what you're doing anyway. And, you know, so we,
so is
we
this
can
something
show them how
that,
they work, how they attach to the tree, and how to use them properly.
Is that something that hooks to the top of the tree so you have it on your way up and down?
Yes, that's going to hook up to above the tree stand
okay.
to the tree and hook at the base of the tree. So it's going to be a line that runs parallel to the tree all the way to the ground to your tree stand. And you have a separate
okay.
rope that's going to attach to that line. And mm-hmm. you can slide it up
nice.
Via a prussic knot. And it'll. I mean, if you fell off your step halfway up the tree, you're not going anywhere. You might mm. you might skin your leg up, or you skin your knee up or something against your step, but you're not going to the ground.
So do you sell game cams as well?
Yes, we do.
And what's a good game cam for a guy who doesn't want to spend or can't spend a lot of money?
Well, you can. There's a number of them out there that will do, you know, give you a high res picture that has a refresh rate that's, you know, under a second, and that will do everything you want it to do. It's infrared. There's no lights, and there's a number of them that are around $100. But
oh, that's awesome.
You know, there's also, you know, the improvements in game cameras has come so far that you really don't notice a lot of difference between, you know, that $100, you know, to $150 camera. The thing that where game cameras is going is the cell pictures, the cell technology that
right.
the cameras are sending via picture to your cell phone on an app. Everything's got an app, you know, these days.
That'll jack up your work day.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's incredible. More than once I've left work when I've got a big buck picture at 11 o'clock in the morning and
right.
thought I needed to be in the stand because it sent that picture instantly to me and showed him walking underneath my stand. So
right. And you were in the restaurant somewhere eating a jelly donut.
Right. Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty incredible. You can use these things in a way where you can set them down trail from your stand while you're hunting, too. And if you want to know something's coming, you know, down the creek or down the trail, it'll send that picture to your phone because everybody carries their phone in their tree now and
oh,
in
yeah.
their blind. So,
oh, yeah.
you know, you can have them send that picture right to the app on your phone and you'll know the deer is coming. It's kind of cheap.
So how about the little camera that hooks on the bill of your hat that looks
yeah.
like a hat light? Do you have
yeah.
those?
I do not have those yet. Other than, you know, they do have one out that I looked at this past year.
It looks like a hat light. It's curved.
Yeah.
It's arched with the bill of your hat.
Yeah. And the technology really hasn't been there for us to really say, yeah, this is a good camera. So, you know, that's the reason that we don't have them right now. But there's some cameras out there that are they have a little bit better technology that work a little bit better, that work, you know, on your phone app as
yeah.
well, where you can set. It's basically a live action camera that you can set away from your tree. But the problem with those cameras in the past has been that they won't. You don't get signal, Bluetooth signal, from
right.
far enough away in the
right.
woods. So they really didn't work that well, and they're cutting out all the time. But they're improving that technology, so they're getting better.
Okay, Merle Shoemaker, Allen Bob Sports, the place to go if you're going bow hunting. I can't wait to see you soon, my friend, and just make sure everybody gets in there and checks out your new location, which is where, real quick.
It's 510 68th Street Southwest, and we're right off 131 and M6 intersection.
Okay, that's on 131, just south of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're within 3 or 4 hours, you want to go there. We'll see you soon, my friend.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you. Coming up next, it's the Babe. He's always got a great tip and technique for your bow hunting. Stick with us. We'll be back.
At an early age, he hits the street, winds up tied with who he needs.